What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Cowboys practice underway. Tyler Guyton with no knee brace.
Uh-oh.
And then Trayvon Diggs also participating in the media portion of the practice. That would be back-to-back full practices for them, or full participation as listed in the injury report. So Trayvon Diggs said 75 to 80% chance he plays. Are we moving further in the right direction?
I think so.
Okay, good. Now, time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Appreciate that, Kevin. We've got a lot of ground to cover here. And we're going to start with Major League Baseball. We'll get to the Rangers TV broadcast in just a moment.
Mm.
I have questions.
Oh.
Was David Murphy pulling a bit here? The MLB ballpark app was down over the weekend.
Oh, dear.
And before, I believe it was the Red Sox game, there were people that had to get tickets printed at the, they had to rush to the place, the will call or whatever, the ticket office.
Like the whole app for, oh my gosh.
15 minutes after the game started. Whoops. Kevin, I want you to see this picture real quick. That's the line.
Holy crap. That is a lot of people.
That's after the game started. Now.
Yeah, because they do like everything through that now.
The MLB ballpark app is, I like it a lot.
Me too.
The Orioles printed out 30 to 40,000 tickets for Adley Rutschman's debut. And gave them to you as you left the ballpark. Like that was their, you know, there've been, I like the MLB app.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
I think it's useful. Hell, we used it when we went to the Dodgers game, when we were out in California. And I know when something like this happens, what's the first thing everybody's going to say? We should have paper tickets.
Yeah.
And I know, like,
how many of those people would have had paper tickets, though?
You and Mike, though. Well, and that's a good question. But you and Mike are very adamant that you prefer, that you like having the paper ticket because you like, you're a collector.
Yeah, I think it's neat. Like I said, I still have my ticket stub from the Nolan Ryan's 5,000th game. And that's where I was able to find that ticket stub. Remember, we showed to Bruce Bochy that I was at that Cubs game where Eric Schau plunked Andre Dawson and just pandemonium broke out.
Yeah, that was a situation there.
He was sad about that.
But having that ticket, this is ridiculous. I keep all of my airplane tickets because just so I know where I'm going, like, okay. Or where I've been. I don't know. Maybe it's ridiculous, but they're all on my wallet, on my phone. Like, I have all my, any concerts I've been to that I've done, they're all there. So I have them. It's kind of like, what was that, the big craze back in the little cards you would get on, the old digital cards that you would get.
Oh, yeah.
That Mike was like,
Top Shot.
Yeah. So it's kind of like that, but I know the first thing people are going to say is, you should have printed tickets. You shouldn't do this. But we all like having the digital. It's convenient. It's very convenient to have it.
That's true.
Until something like this happens, right. And then you're like, what the hell? Let's not act like printed tickets, there were never problems. Dude, we've seen people print up fake tickets. We've seen all sorts of stuff in the times that we've gone through the real ticket thing.
Because I guess, I was going to say the world of the scalper is gone, but I guess that's just they built a more reputable business out of it. Make no mistake, those people are still scalpers. You would be worried, did you get a fake ticket? And like...
Yeah, dude, I was always scared about that. I do also
sounds
remember...
Sounds like you were dealing with scalpers a lot.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh.
I would pull up to a game occasionally and just be like, how many do you got?
Okay. You know what I always thought was the amazing part? I'm sorry, real quick. Scalping.
NFTs. That's
moment. Scalping moment. And the cards were called Top Shot. The Hoops ones. I like the way how they go, does anybody have any tickets for sale? Because I guess that is your way of getting around. You can't just
I'm openly, not trying to sell tickets. Yeah. I'm trying to buy tickets.
Yeah, you're like, I got tickets for sale, and that's against the law.
And I got these other tickets that I would exchange with them if they would like, because it's part of the, you know, the fun.
I did not understand that at first, but then
Are these guys always trying to buy tickets from you?
Yeah, it's like, this is a 90s Mavericks game. Just go walk up there. They got tickets. But that's not really what they were trying to do.
I remember, and whoever has three tickets, that doesn't make any sense, but for whatever reason, my dad's friend was like, hey, we're going to this Stars game. It's like, all right. So we show up, four of us, and he's got three tickets. And they went to buy an extra ticket, and it was so like the number, they were sold out.
Okay.
And so they were like, well, we can't go to the game. We had to go to the office. Aww. How much cooler would it have been to be able to go to an app back then and just pull up and be like, there's no tickets available. We can't go to the game. Don't worry about it. That being said, we ended up selling those to somebody in the parking lot for like...
Oh, that's illegal.
Is it illegal? I wasn't scalping them. I was just selling them.
I think that is an all-encompassing
Why?
Term.
Why is it illegal? I wasn't going to the game anyway.
I don't know.
Why can I sell it on StubHub or SeatGeek or whatever?
Look, man. That is a much longer conversation about how things get corporatized and now they're legal versus just somebody out there in the streets wants to do it. It's illegal. That's a longer conversation.
They do that in the streets. Do you know, not the Muffin Man, do you know who Mason West is?
Okay, go ahead. I was going to make a smart-ass comment that was going to do nobody
I know our good. Boss right now is going, of course I know who Mason West is.
Go ahead.
He was drafted number one. Or drafted in the first round by the Chicago Blackhawks. He was the, he's called the pride of Adina, if you will.
Okay.
He has chosen, because most of the time in hockey, if you're chosen in the first round, you're done with high school. Like you're, all right, go play in the junior leagues, go off and do something else. He decided, no, I'm staying in high school. I'm finishing my senior year. He's also going to go to Michigan State. He was offered D1 football scholarships, though. By Marshall and Kent and other states, other schools like that as well.
Isn't Kent State usually the worst team in college football? Yeah. So maybe not so bad there.
He threw four touchdowns over the weekend, Kevin. And this dude, seriously, I watched one of them. It was he ran around. He had the defense on skates.
Okay, because it's hockey. Yeah, I get it.
And
I
then threw a bomb touchdown. It was pretty awesome. So that's interesting. You're a first round pick in the NHL draft.
That's impressive.
And you decide, screw that. I got to finish my senior year so I can play some football. And you know what? That might be the case too. Maybe he's sitting there going, I'll never be able to play this level, like any kind of football again. Might as well enjoy this now.
Look, I know eventually it didn't pan out for him in the NFL, but he got there. And it was like the day that I saw Jackson Jeffcoat have like a sack, block a kick, and get named homecoming king at halftime. And I was like, man, you're good at too many things. And so this reminds me of like, you're a great hockey player.
Two-hand jammed in another basketball game later on.
Yes. And so this hockey player, you're good at hockey, good enough to be a first round draft pick. And you're like, but I'm also good at quarterback. And you're like, that's too many skills. You're too good.
That's true from the 214. It's only illegal because the government can't charge taxes on it.
Agree.
The only difference.
I agree. There might be a couple of other differences too, but I agree. But I don't want to get into all of the rest of that.
If it's only two tickets, it just doesn't feel, you know,
Okay, so
it's not like I have a stack of them in my pocket that I'm waiting to unload here.
So you don't view the scalper as the two ticket guy. You're like, hey, I bought out a whole block. Like I got 40 tickets.
Yeah.
I couldn't sit down because of all these tickets.
Yeah,
in my
he's the
pocket.
One that screws you over at the Garth Brooks concert, you know?
Oh, did that happen to you?
You never heard that? Like Garth Brooks was like, no scalpers. They'd be like, whatever, we're buying 600 tickets to your stupid concert. Now everybody has to go buy them from the scalpers. But he was like, no, you can only buy two tickets at a time.
I think Adele does something like that.
A lot of people
now,
have
right?
done. Yeah. They. I
good.
Think my memory was he was the first one to do that. But okay. maybe that's because around that time I was that age. You know what I'm saying? Guys, I was kind of watching the Rangers game last night. I was also doing some work.
It was
at
an
the
exciting
same,
game.
Yeah, no, it was a good game. But I was also doing some work at the time. And I need to, I think I'm going to start doing a segment called Did I Really Just Hear That?
Okay.
Because sometimes when you're like going through something, you're like not really paying attention to what you're hearing. And then all of a sudden you're like, did I really just hear that? And David Murphy and Jared were talking about a bat and part of the bat, I do believe. But let's see if you think David Murphy was talking about something else.
Now, a lot of guys, they like the feel of the knob. They feel like they can pull the bottom hand and that knob gives them the resistance, maybe the feel of increase in bat speed. So obviously Freeman, not a guy, he doesn't feel like he has to go up against that knob, but just snap those hands through the zone and get the barrel there.
You don't just live in your home, you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Child. You think he's talking about
the end of the bat? Obviously, Kevin.
Then why are you laughing so hard? You think the knob means this ding dong, and that's what you're laughing about.
I did text Jared at one moment. I was like, what is David Murphy talking about?
Neil of the knob.
And he said, Jared also said that somebody got hit in the junk and somebody happened to, I think maybe Sandler dropped the meatpacking district because he got hit in the junk, dude. That's not a comfortable thing.
I am a little concerned that the 13-year-old sense of humor is taking over the world. And I will admit, I am complicit in that. I will readily admit that.
You know, and that's what I also texted Jared.
But I also know words like complicit.
I said, Jared, yes. You know, we know big words sometimes. But Jared, I'm proud of you for staying professional in that moment. Because if it had been on our show, we would have laughed about it and joked about it. Like we're
Did he
right
think
now.
It was ridiculously hilarious, though?
I don't know, man.
Yes, you do. You said you texted him.
He's in Arizona. He just texted back, ha ha. Like, is that ridiculously hilarious? Or that Jared just being nice and saying, hey, you 13-year-old child, I'm an adult.
No, I've heard some of the things he laughs at. I'm not saying he's exactly the same, but he has some of those same leanings.
And then, Kevin, this is starting to become more of a thing, I think. I'm starting to see more of this. But Ohio State had a frat party, and this band showed up. Do you know who this band is, Kevin? You don't know who this?
Yeah, I know the song.
I want something just like
do. No, that is Chainsmokers, but something that's a different.
That's the band, right?
That is Roses by the Chainsmokers.
Like the song.
Something
I said.
Just like this with Chris Martin from Coldplay. That would be a different song. So,
are you sure that's a different song? Do we have any side by side comparison? I want to dispute that this is a different song.
Kevin, do you have another version or a different song that Chainsmokers might have?
I'm on it.
Okay, it's not the computer's doing its thing right now. Mm. That being said, Kevin, they were at a frat party, and they were performing at this Ohio State frat party. And now I ask you, and I ask everybody out there. If a band that has hit pretty significantly huge in time is now out there performing at frat parties, does that mean, 877-881-1053, does that mean that they are out there hitting the grassroots, knocking on doors and, saying hi to everybody? Or does it mean they're washed? I don't know exactly what if they're going to frat parties. Isn't that where you start? You start at frat parties and work your way up?
All right.
Or is the music industry in this place right now? It is kind of, it does sound like the same song. It does kind of sound like the same song.
Hold on. Are you guys pulling an Evanescence bit where we were like, these are three different songs, the same song? Okay, well, you know what? I was on the fence about this. Now that I heard that they have two exact songs, Ace of Base style, I'm going to say it's because they're washed. They're on the downturn.
Interesting. They're two different. That's two different songs. They kind of sound the same.
That is impossible. No, that's the same song.
So 877-881-1053. Are they washed or are they out there hitting the grassroots?
Is one of the band members in the frat?
Oh, man,
that's a fair question.
I don't know.
That
being said, if I'm in the fraternity and they're showing up, I'm like, this is awesome. I've seen All American Rejects show up at a bunch of different parties at college campuses lately too. And I was like, does that mean they're washed? I have no clue. I don't know what the vibe is at the college campus right now. If that's what it is, hey, we are partying with what used to be big stars.
See, I like this from the 682. I had Afro Man perform at my frat party 7 years ago. He's definitely washed, but that was a great party. See, washed, not washed. Just have a good time.
Yeah, I get exactly. It really is.
What did you say? You're a young person.
I mean, I like it. I don't have any problem with the Chainsmokers. If they wanted to come and perform at a college campus, I don't think there's anything wrong with anybody that wants to perform at a college campus.
He's saying show up at Mean Green and he's down. He'll be there.
Okay.
I like it.
All right. Well, there you go. From the 817, Corey and Kevin don't understand publicity. Now, I definitely understand publicity, but didn't you say Reggie is also on Reggie, team
Reggie,
washed?
Reggie said washed, as a matter of fact. So okay. He even threw the R in the middle of that one right there.
And from the 3-2-1, Bill Murray shows up at frat parties and plays ukulele. Is he washed? Look, this is going to be tough
that
for some people to hear.
That's
he
Murray.
Is 100% washed.
What are you doing right now?
You just need to deal with it, America. But also, he's a weirdo. And I mean that in the nicest possible way. I mean, he's a good weirdo. Mm-hmm, and weirdos do weird things. Maybe the Chainsmokers are weirdos. I don't know. But I don't think Bill Murray is the same as the Chainsmokers because that just feels like a thing he would do. He walked by someone one time at a restaurant, took a fry off of his plate, looked at that person and said, "No one will ever believe you."
And nobody would believe you. Oh, Bill Murray took fries off my plate. No, he didn't. Nobody. By the way, Mavericks have announced they've re-signed Dante Exum and requested waivers on OMAX.
Yes, that was going to be in our next segment. I like it.
Never mind.
No, I'm just kidding. OMAX was going to be a wanker of the week.
Oh!
For just not making. Gotcha. But that's okay.
Gotcha.
That is okay. Let's go back to the Rangers plus talk more about Rangers. Nope. Wanker of the holiday weekend. All right, that's all on me. I might be
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.